Good morning. And welcome on this Memorial Day weekend when we remember all those that have gone before us, and especially our people who've been in the military and those that have given their lives so that we might have the freedoms that we have and might be able to worship the way we do. Let's never forget those people. I have this morning a few announcements and prayer concerns and thanksgivings. One thing we want to do this morning, I've been told that all of our downstairs Sunday school teachers are sick this morning. So they must be hanging around together too much. I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, all except Kerry, but he's not a downstairs one anyway. So we want to keep them in our prayers and get them back on their feet and get them going here. I have a thank you here from Catherine Phillips. Thank you for all the prayers for John during his two surgeries this year. And I believe you got a new great-grandson, right? You got a new great-grandson, 8 pounds, 1 ounce, Alan Pritchett. So that's a blessing, right? And the children. And a couple other announcements. Over in Friendship Hall, there's a table over there. And we're going to have a new directory made for the church. So they're going to be taking photographs for that directory. And you need to sign up over there. They will be doing that Monday, June 17th, or Tuesday, June 18th, from 2 o'clock till 8 o'clock. So make sure you sign up over there to get your portrait taken. And Kerry, I believe this is probably from you. Please sign up for the blood drive, June 6th at Countryside Church. So I know that Kerry needs help out there all day long, clean up in the evening, and cookies and juice, right, Kerry? Yeah, okay. Please, at this time, quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry. Most important thing here. Yeah. Oh, well. You got to make a couple mistakes while you're up here. Yeah, we have any birthdays out there this morning? None? No? No birthdays. Wow. How about anniversaries? Oh, right here. Bob. Or Bert. Right here? Potter?
Tomorrow.
Oh, how many tomorrow?
13.
How many for you back there?
14.
What? Okay. Okay, anybody else? All right. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Thank you. Our praise songs this morning are number 3094, Come to Me, and 3004, Step by Step.
These are new songs, and so we'll listen to Tina, and I think you're going to catch on really quick.
Please remain standing for our call to worship. Please respond in the bold print. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us worship and give thanks unto Him.
He is the way, the truth, and the life, both now and forever.
Now let us join in singing 380 in the big hymnal. There's within my heart a melody.
Thank you.
teacher's sick. All our kids are sick. You're not here this morning. You two can come on up and join me. You're looking like, where is everybody else, huh? We usually have lots more. Right, Claire? Yeah, it's okay. All right, you're going to sit way over there. Should I scoot over so you can both sit close? There you go. You can come sit with me. Remember last week I had stuffed animals? Yeah? Well, I forgot my bear. I'm supposed to bring my bear back today. Do you have any stuffed bears? No, you don't? Well, I like stuffed bears. And you know what stuffed bears do for me? They can bring comfort. Have you ever been scared? You're not scared? How about you, Mason? Have you been scared before? Just going to be really quiet this morning, huh? Because it's just the two of you. That's okay. You know what? I've been scared before. Do you know that? Have you ever been scared of the dark? No. Have you ever been scared of storms? No. I've been scared of storms. When I was younger, when it thundered and lightning, I get really, really scared. If you get maybe somewhat scared, do you go to mom? You don't get scared at all, do you? Well, you guys aren't going to help me out at all on this, are you? That's okay. So I sometimes think that when we have stuffed bears and we're scared, that we can take our stuffed bears and we can hold them, and sometimes they can bring us comfort. But who else do you think would bring us comfort besides a stuffed bear? Yeah. Jesus, is that who you're pointing to? That's good. Jesus can bring us. That's probably why you're not scared, right? Oh, you got each other too, don't you? I love it. All right, look this way for just a second, Claire. So, you got Jesus. You don't need to be scared, right? Oh. Hey, mom's over here. She's going, stop. So, with Jesus, he brings us peace, doesn't he? Does he bring us peace? What do you think? This isn't going very well today, huh? Are you tired? You're just going to be shy around me. Okay. Well, how about we... Oh, you're going to go to mom. How about we pray, Mason? Can we do that? Can we pray today? You going to repeat after me? Maybe I should just pray today? All right, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you are always with us and that you bring us peace and comfort. And sometimes if we need that little stuffed bear, we pray that you will give us any animals or stuffed animals that we may need to comfort us. But always let us know that you are with us and we don't need to be afraid. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. You want your bulletins? There you go. You can have your bulletins. All right. We'll see you in a little bit. Are you going to go back with Dad or in the nursery? All right. This morning, the choir is going to sing America the Beautiful.
I am an American. I love my nation and my God. And I owe a debt to our forefathers who worked so hard and sacrificed so much to give me the rights and the freedoms that mean so much to me. I'm proud to live in a land where anything is possible if I follow my dream and work to make it come true.
Once the choir gets down, we are going to, since it's Memorial Day weekend, have all the songs of the armed services. So if you are in any of these, Army, Coast Guard, Navy, Marines, Air Force, if you served in any of those, when your part comes, would you please stand? U.S. Army. U.S. Coast Guard. Clap for them too. Maybe some on the air. U.S. Navy. The Marines? Not yet. Okay. I'm trying to follow her. Oh, now it's the Navy. I'm sorry. You would know your song. Here comes the Marines. Anybody in the Marines? Air Force. Congratulations, all of you. Thank you. You may be seated. And as we are on the radio, we thank all of those who have served in each of these services that are listening to us now. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. This morning's another morning of confirmation. Last week we had three young men that joined us, and Devin was not able to come. So Devin, if you want to come up, Mom, if you want to come stand with him, you're more than welcome. We're going to have you turn to page 33 for the congregation. Another exciting moment in the life of our church. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church, incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, and given new birth through the water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to you without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I now present to you Devin Strickler for confirmation. Devin, these questions are for you. On behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, I do.
I do.
To the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this person now before you in your care? So let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty.
Do you believe believe in Jesus Christ. In the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
And as all of us, we pray that you will remember your baptism and be thankful. And on page 38, Devin, I ask you these questions. As members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, I will.
I will.
As members of this church, this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, I will.
I will.
Members of the household of God, I commend this person to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. And as you respond, please add witness after service at the bottom. Please respond. God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. God of grace, Devin, bless you and keep you. May you continue to learn and grow in your faith and on this journey. And may we just be blessed by all that you do and all that you say. Congratulations. Let us welcome him. We need a picture. Aaron's in. Thanks, Karen. All right. Thank you.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that you may know that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
We come together for prayer. And today I'd like to welcome Reverend John Heiss. He's our district superintendent. He is here with us this morning. And I want to recognize those that are going to annual conference and have you come forward as we pray for annual conference. So Mary, is Mary here? She isn't here. June, come on up. Linda, you're here. Reverend Heiss, you're going to annual conference. Yes. At least if I have to be there, you have to be there, or vice versa, something like that. Yeah, and I'm going. So this week we will be leaving. We'll be leaving Wednesday morning. June has got practice from the choir, and I've got a meeting Wednesday night, and you're going to be there all day. So I'm not sure when you're leaving. But Linda's going on Thursday when the actual conference starts. She's one of our conference reps. June is our alternate, and Mary, who is here, is our lay delegate, who's not here, I should say. And so come together and let's pray. Lord God, as we head to annual conference, I pray for all of us, the bishop, the DSs, pastors, and laity, as we come together to vote, to worship together, to fellowship, to do the business of the church. We pray, Lord, that you will provide safe travels to and from, and that you will be in the midst of all the discussions, and that you will bless each one of us, that we may be a blessing for others. And Lord, as we go, we pray, Lord, that we will vote as you ask us to vote, and that we may truly be a blessing at this conference this year. And we ask all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thanks for coming up. You bet. As we go to our prayer, every week we are trying to pray for different people in the community or groups of people or businesses. But being Memorial Day, we still want to pray for our armed service people. So let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Mighty and gracious God, you know each one of us by name. You know our hearts. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you put in each one of us, that we may be your hands and feet to the world, to follow you as disciples of Jesus Christ, that we all may be transformed. Lord, you heard this morning that we lifted those who were ill, and we pray for health, and we pray for recoveries. We pray all for all of those that may face surgery, that they will do well and that they will recover quickly, and that you will put their healing, your healing hand on them, Lord. We also, Lord, want to thank you for Devin's courageous step to become a confirmand and be confirmed in the church on this day. He, as well as the others, that they truly will walk in their path with you on this journey and grow in their faith and share their faith openly, not only with us, but with others. We pray, Lord, for next week's service as our teachers have a Children's Sunday. We pray that they are healthy, that they will be able to lead, and that this service will go well. And all the churches, as clergy, head to annual conference, that they will be filled with the Spirit to lead each church in this state of Michigan, that all will know your word, and we will all glorify you. Lord, we pray for this church and its community. We ask, Lord, that you use us, that we are missionaries in our own community to bring the word to those that may not know you, that they come to know you, Lord, that they accept you as Lord and Savior, and that we show and witness, as we say in our vows, that we will witness to one another of our faith. And on this day and this weekend, we thank you for all the men and women who have served in the armed services. Those that have gone before us, we pray for their families. Those that continue to serve us, Lord, we pray that you put that hedge of protection around them and bring them home safely. And we pray for their families. And Lord, we thank you that we can be America, that we can be free, that we can say even the word Jesus Christ and God out loud, and that we will not be accused or threatened by it. Lord, here we are. Let us serve you, and we thank you for all that you do for us. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please stand as able as we sing You Are Mine, 2218 in the Black Faith We Sing. You may be seated. I encourage you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14. This week I tried to read the right verse. For those of you that weren't here last week, I messed up. So this week we'll be reading 14:23-29. Hear these words. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me and will not obey my teaching, these words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I'm going away, and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Remember last week, we talked about what Jesus was telling his disciples, a new commandment to love one another. And this week, Jesus is saying, you need to love me too, for if you're not loving me, how can you love others? My Father will love them, and he will come to them, and he will make their home with them. Meaning us. But if you do not obey my teaching, you got to take it up with God, because God is the one who has told Jesus and has spoken to us through his words. A lot of times we'll use this text in a funeral, because Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled, and peace I bring to you. My peace I give to you. You remember last week we said that Jesus was telling his disciples, you can't go with me where I'm going. Well, this week he's talking about, he is going again. We know that Jesus is going to ascend to heaven. In fact, next week when we are all at annual conference is actually going to be, would have been the Sunday that we would have preached the ascension of Jesus, which is actually this Thursday. So I'm going to include it a little bit in today's sermon, because you won't hear it next week because the children are going to do their message. So he knows he's going to be going. Remember, he's died, he's risen, he's walked the earth. He's trying to tell his disciples one more time before he goes all the things that they need to hear to remember what he has said as he has walked this earth with them. And do not be afraid. Well, I know if you're like me, do not be afraid is much easier said than done, right? Sometimes we get afraid. We get afraid. Is that appointment season time? Or are we going to have to be moved? I'm not, folks. Not this year. Do we get afraid of that thunder and lightning? Do we get afraid of the job loss? Do we get afraid because we're hungry? And where is our next meal coming from? Because there's not enough funds to feed us, much less pay our bills. I think there's always times that each one of us as a human being get afraid of something. But Jesus wants to let us know that he is here with us, because once he ascends into heaven, he sends down the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to celebrate that when I come back on June 9th, which is Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit feeds us and lives in us and fills us so that we may be able to do the work that God calls us to do. But right now, he's telling his disciples, I'm going to be gone, and do not be afraid. I give you that peace. And we all pray for peace, especially on a weekend like this when we talk about armed services and all the men and women that serve in our military, that we want peace in the world. We want to have the war stop. We want to be able to bring our men and women home. We don't want to be able to go out and fight. We want peace. We want the shooters in the world to stop. We want peace. We want people to stop racism and be against LGBTQIA. We want peace. Well, Jesus can bring us that peace if we turn our lives over to Him and He's our Lord and Savior. We can find that peace, but it's not necessarily the peace that we always talk about. It's an inner peace that comes in a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. That when we have that relationship with Him, we can be at peace even in a chaotic world, even in a world of sin, in a world that destroys, in a world with floods, with earthquakes, with forest fires. We can have a peace that passes all understanding. Part of us can understand how we can have that peace in a world that is upside down some days and maybe all days. That peace can come with our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why it's important that we teach our children and our youth. And that's why it's really wonderful when we have our youth to stand up on their own and say, this is now my faith. And this is what I believe. And I can have that peace and I can pass it on now. I can share my story. I am truly a part of the body of Christ. You've always been part of the body of Christ, Devin. But now, you can share with others, this is what I believe. And you can stand. It's not just on mom's word or grandma's word. It's what you believe. That's what God wants from each one of us, to stand up and share our witness. We say our vows every time we have a baptism and every time we have confirmation or new member class. And we say, we will support the church with our prayers and presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Because we know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And we want to be disciples of Jesus Christ so that we can stand firm in our belief and pass that love on to one another, as we talked about last week. Love one another. So we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be scared, because God's in control. But there's one passage in here that struck me when I read it and looked at some commentary comments, and he says, my Father is greater than I. Which I thought was an interesting text, since we know that at the very beginning of creation, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit were one. It's the Holy Trinity all together. Yet Jesus is saying that my God the Father is greater than I. For me, my belief, my thoughts on this is that's because he's saying he hasn't ascended yet. That God is going to bring him home, that he will sit at the right hand of the Father, as we read in the Apostles' Creed. But they are each one, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, yet one together in the Holy Trion, the Holy Trinity, three in one. And so as Jesus leaves this world and goes to be with his Father in heaven on this Thursday, which is Ascension Day, then we will have the power of the Holy Spirit. But he tells his disciples, but wait, that's part of next week's sermon, but wait until I send you the Holy Spirit. And then when I send you the Holy Spirit, you have to come back on June 9th to hear the rest of that story. I like to leave you hanging a little bit. So my peace I give to you. When we do this as a passage for a funeral, I try to make sure that people have hope in what is saying, because it says in here and in commentaries, let's celebrate that Jesus is going to heaven. Let's celebrate. Well, for us as Christians, we are celebrating, aren't we? Because he can't walk this earth all the time. Now, he had to go so that he could send the Holy Spirit to us. But do we get excited about our loved ones who have passed away? No. We don't really want to celebrate their death. But as Christians, I had to take a step back for a second, and I thought about my mom. My mom was sick for 18 months. She was a Christian woman. She knew where she was going. In fact, before she died, she had an angel at the edge of her bed and said, everything's going to be okay. She was ready to go, and she wanted to go. Let me go. When she passed, we did celebrate her life. And that's what we do a lot of times in funerals. We celebrate their life, not because they're gone from us, but because we know where they're going as Christians. But we need to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior so that we can have that hope, we can have that salvation, that we know where we're going to go. And so Jesus is trying to have the disciples understand this, that we can celebrate his going because he's now going to always be with us wherever we go. We can celebrate that, right? Yes? All right. Good. Make sure you're not sleeping. You know, sometimes, like yesterday, Jim and I went to a restaurant on our way home from Alma, and we stopped in, and New York was playing Detroit Tigers. And I couldn't keep my eye off the TV because it was 4-4, and it was in the ninth inning. So when we got in the car, I had to turn the radio on because we get excited about sports, right? And we can share with others about sports. Did you hear? Did you know? Unfortunately, they lost in the 13th. And I was really disappointed. You know, I was really rooting for them. Come on, Tigers. Bases loaded. And they can't get home. But see, we should be that excited over our faith, over our Christianity, over what we are and whose we are for God, that we want to share that. Have you heard? Do you know? Do you know that, Jesus? So that everyone will have an opportunity to know who he is and have the hope and have a salvation to be able to go to heaven and to be with Jesus, to be with our God. And they will know that peace. Because even when Mom died, and as sad as I was, and I got to be honest, I cried for a year after, almost every day, because it doesn't take away the loss of our human loved one, but we know where they are, and that can bring the peace. I know where she is. I just miss her here. I want to talk with her now, right? And it's the same with our armed forces, all of those that serve in the military. We miss them when they're away. We miss those that we have lost and gone before us. But we have to have the hope that they knew Jesus Christ, and that they will continue to serve Jesus even in heaven. And that we too will serve Jesus all of our days until we're called home. And whenever that is, may we find the peace that passes all understanding, because we know we're going to be in a better place. My peace I leave with you. My peace, says Jesus, I give to you. Accept it. It's God's gift. And continue to love one another. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that makes our lives possible to have that peace, to be able to share the love, and to know your promise is always there and it's true. And let us celebrate with your ascension and the power of the Holy Spirit in us. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Would the ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Please stand as able. Loving God, we give you our gifts out of our abundance, out of our faithfulness to you, that these gifts may be used for the ministry in all the world, and others may know you as Lord and Savior. As the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Remain standing for our closing song, the Spirit Song.
Oh.
Know that Jesus loves you, and go and share his word that he gives us. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.